All right. Life is all about balance.
May God forgive us. Amen. Let's get some.
Doomed. They were wrong.
Guys.
For 3 days and for three nights.
What can I say? Y'all are listening to the ApocalyCast on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm your host. My name is Pat Hilsman. I'm an investigative journalist. I'm half French and half American, which is why people call me the Raging Cajun.
Gross. I'm Jad. I play with your dick on the way to the hospital.
I'm Sarah. I fuck brains.
I'm currently unemployed and trying to find a job, so I'm not going to say my name.
What? No, the ApocalyCast actually helps you get jobs. But we'll, that's more what, on that. That's
it's true, I, actually. And, well, we might as well get
into it. Anyways, but I do have a tradition of coming on here anonymously. So.
To my left here is Andrew. Andrew, how is it that I pronounce your last name?
Shalomaga!
Thanks for reminding me. I forgot.
Is that German?
It's Rory!
Very good.
Yeah. My name is Johnny B-Roll.
Except no substitutions.
John B-Roll.
Well, everyone, I'd like to start with a public service announcement, okay? Listen, kids, sex is bad. That's the first thing you gotta learn in this life, all right? If you have sex, it will destroy you. It will corrupt you morally. You will regret it every single time. When your parents had sex to create you...
They were wrong. They were wrong.
Yeah, they regretted it. They regretted it. It's your fault. Okay?
And it smells.
They're like, why am I so sweaty?
Listen, we can't just keep lying to you, all right? We got to tell you the God's honest truth. Don't have sex.
God never had sex.
And if you do...
Don't do
it.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Apologize now.
Can I make a confession?
Yeah.
Only if you speak into the mic.
Yes. So I did have sex once.
Apologize. Apologize. Yeah. Apologize right immediately.
And I feel terrible about it.
Apologize.
I'm never going to do it again.
Yes.
And I apologize.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm sorry.
Oh, bloody
hell. It was very brave of you to admit that you've had sex before and to apologize.
Oh, a bloody hallelujah.
Just once.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you, whose name will not be mentioned, God may smile on you. I certainly hope that he does.
I don't know. I feel like there's got to be a brain exception. If you're fucking brains, it's like not the same thing.
Masturbation. I mean, masturbation is like less, but it's kind of the same. God knows.
I'm not talking. I mean, there's like another brain involved, you know?
Well, listen, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by Big Jim's Patio Furniture.
Oh, jeez. How am I going to keep my furniture
from pristine? Fading?
I put it out and it fades eventually.
Jesus, not what? Good American, tell me, why does your lawn
this
furniture
is why
fade?
We can't have nice things.
Oh, at first I thought it was immigrants. And then I figured out, oh, it's the sun. The good old sun that I never suspected.
The sun is cuckolding your furniture.
Foiled again.
I said, oh, the sun, if you're going to fade my patio, what, you're going to fuck my wife next, you son?
And you're right to say it. Well, listen, we here at Jim's Patio Furniture have a guarantee. If the sun is going to fade your fucking furniture...
What? Are you going to do something about it?
We'll destroy the fucking sun.
Yeah. Say,
how
fade,
do you
fade
think
the
about
sun.
That?
Fade yeah. the sun.
All the other lawn furniture places, what, they're going to offer you some type of coating or special paint to protect your furniture?
They dance.
Fuck that.
They dance around the issue.
Idiots. Yeah. Yeah.
How much do you care about your patio, bro?
Yeah. How much do you give a shit?
Beat around the bush.
It's the only thing I love.
We here at Jim's Patio Furniture guarantee you that we will destroy the fucking sun.
Only
Who
Jim can destroy
anyways?
The sun.
It's true. Because his dick is so big.
Only Jim's dick is heavy enough to break the sun. I'm not a paid actor. I've seen it.
It's pretty brutal. So,
I don't know. I feel like I've heard a lot of other companies claim that their solution would blot out the sun as well. Like, what makes you different?
Well, there was that temp agency that was trying to trick people into working longer hours by destroying the sun.
Yes.
But they failed because they weren't horny enough.
Can I just say there's a big difference between blotting out the sun and destroying the sun?
Yes.
One is a Band-Aid. The other is...
A cure.
Surgery.
Yeah.
It's holistic.
Exactly. Agreed.
Well, I tell you what. You know, nothing is worth more than peace of mind.
I'm tired of people being soft on the sun, you know?
Yeah.
And saying like, oh, it won't do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, it faded this furniture, but give it a chance. It was a teenager.
It's like all this political correctness. It's like you can't say what's fucking obvious because someone's going to object.
Oh, it was the sun.
Yeah.
It was the sun.
Yeah. All right.
Does that make me Hitler?
Yeah, I fucking said it. Deal with it. You know, everyone's thinking it.
If we, I just want to say I'm glad that we're part of the intellectual dark web.
Yes.
I just want to say the sun has been to China. Yes. It was in Germany during World War II. It deserves everything that we give it.
During Nazi Germany, there was sun.
Exactly. It allowed the Germans to do what they did.
You know who else faded? You know who else faded patio furniture?
Who?
Hitler.
Jesus.
Dude, honestly, that is true.
Dude, fucking Jimmy Carter and his fucking solar panels on the White House?
Oh,
Jesus. What a disgrace.
Might as well sign away the keys to the Washington Monument.
It wasn't always the White House. It was once a rich mahogany, but years
and then
years...
it faded! Oh,
Jesus
it was
Christ.
Bleached by the sun!
Oh, no!
Yeah, well, you know, Ronald Reagan knew it was better. He came in, he put a stop to that shit, like, immediately.
What a history
know?
Lesson.
Yeah,
people
exactly.
forget that the sun was... Or, sorry. Dude, the White House was once a rich mahogany house.
Until
a cherry
it was
oak
cucked.
House.
Great bones.
Well, you know what's fucking interesting, though?
Sun cucked.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, that's what
like
after the Apocalypse gets through with you, you know, you're never going to be cooked by the sun again.
Listen,
so go down to
100% money back guarantee.
Just remembered as well that the sun, where did the sun come from?
Democrats.
It has to have parents.
Democrats.
The sun was made through sexual intercourse. It is a sin.
Oh,
its
that's
existence.
True.
Oh, and God. It's not an immigrant. Where the fuck is it from? It's from way out there.
It's not from here.
It came here.
Guys, listen.
And it's trying to fade our patios.
Johnny B-roll, I heard that you had a doctor's visit recently, that your mom had to take you to the doctor.
So we're just doing like completely open-ended.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's
yeah,
good.
Right?
Go to Jim's and buy his shit because he gave money to patreon.org.
I went to the doctor. You know, I told my mom, hey, you know, I'm having chest pains. I'm having butt pains. I'm having, you know, my balls hurt. All these kind of weird things were fucking happening to me. And, you know, and my mom just couldn't fucking explain it.
Oh, baseball. Fuck
oh, Johnny, we need to take you to the doctor because you're not doing well.
Yeah, Mom, I'm feeling awfully sick. You know, ever since ever since I started running with the Apocalypse.
All something, right, something grab your coat. We're going to go down to the hospital now.
They're just farting.
Oh, the car's working now. It's drawn down to the hospital, eh?
Honk, honk.
Honk, honk. Oh, why'd you learn how to drive, you asshole?
Honk, honk.
Mom, can I play my music in the car?
Oh, why don't you? Gonna die anyways.
And then they arrived at the hospital, and the doctor greeted them. It was a woman. Bum, bum.
Well. Oh, no. Back of the line. I don't like the cut of your jib.
The cut of my jib?
Yeah, the cut of your jib's all off. This man's a goner.
I thought you were here to cut my jib.
But my son's jib? What's wrong with his jib?
I'm telling you, his jib is entirely dislocated. I don't like the cut of it.
You don't like the cut of his jib?
No,
I don't
want
to get hurt. I don't want to get hurt. I want to live.
Does this mean he'll die?
Can you please get the rest of the family out of the waiting room?
Yes.
Just
oh, Jesus.
You pay less with Groupon doesn't mean you...
commercial.
We should get paid for this shit. But yeah, no, as long as you can pay, you can wait in the waiting room until he dies, but I can't get him a spot on the table, like, with the cut of that jib.
Oh! Can we replace his jib?
I mean, at this point, you might as well just cut it right off.
Jesus. What kind of life can he have? Oh, I'm trying to be real.
You don't like the cut of his jib?
Yeah, we can't remove
Therefore,
the jib here at the hospital.
We must cut out his jib?
On your own, and then bring him back, and maybe we can get a spot for him.
Inconceivable.
Dude, 4 years of Seaside Heights Medical School.
Jesus, I really hope that this surgery doesn't turn out like the last surgery that we did when we found out that we were actually all living inside of a giant simulation and being used as batteries. And there was nothing that we could do about it.
Oh, God, that was a tough one.
Oh, man. Oh, I really, really hope that this surgery doesn't turn out that way,
No,
guys.
We don't perform those kinds of surgeries at this hospital.
Thank Jesus Christ, because that would, honestly...
Or you know, abortions.
Okay,
or
you know what? I don't like any of you guys making decisions for me, okay? I'm the only one who decides whether I get surgery, and I also decide whether I'm living in a simulation or not.
Patient role!
I am the one who decides if I'm in a simulation. Not you. Not anybody.
Just as an aside, if we started a D&D game and patient role...
Got him.
Yeah, exactly. Got him. Fuck the rules and fuck all of you. That's what I say. Patient, you know, wow. If some... Not the good God above, not the liberal media decide whether I'm in a simulation. Only me, okay? Is that clear to all of you?
Chaotic evil. I told you I didn't like the cut of his jib.
Patient rule.
Yes?
The cut of your jib is most displeasing to us. We would prefer to cut it out.
My jib?
Oh, no.
Yes. I can't live without my jib.
Jesus,
it's not like
jib.
It's your dick. You can live without your jib. I have a friend that has no pancreas. She's fine. You're gonna bitch about your fucking jib?
You know what? You know what? I think I'm gonna go for a second opinion.
Very well. My twin brother will come in and give you a second opinion.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Look at look at that jib.
Oh.
I kind of like that jib.
Shit.
You see, this guy gets it.
Oh, I don't like his jib.
I mean, I'm not saying you should stay in there. I just like it. I want it. I want that jib.
Well, yeah, but you also have a naked compromise? Cat.
The ladies love my jib.
How's this sound as a compromise?
It's so thick. It's a thick jib.
I cut out his jib, and you keep the jib.
Can I wear it around my neck?
Oh, dear brother, you can.
No. You can't do this to me. This is exploitation.
Not my jib. This is doctor law. If two doctors agree, you don't have a choice.
Oh. Damn it. I told you I wanted a second opinion.
And you got it.
Is this my opinion?
It's like double or nothing. Yeah.
It's like a lotion. So I just want to like put it under my tongue and just leave it there for a while.
Jesus. I'm just a bystander, but all this is gross. But it's in the Constitution, so who am I? Two doctors said it. You got to do it. I'm just a construction worker, plumber, accountant.
What brings you to the hospital today?
I will elect for self-treatment, self-surgery.
Yo, is this guy gonna cut his own chin?
I'm gonna fucking watch a lot of YouTube videos, okay? I'm gonna spend time in my local library. There's gonna be a fucking musical montage with like some 80s music, and I'm gonna know how to fucking fix my own jib. And then I'm gonna come back with the best jib. You all hear that shit?
Yeah.
Your jib is weak. Patient roll.
Oh.
And insulin.
You just wait. I'm gonna have the best jib of them all.
We shall teach your jib to respect the rules.
You will all lie prostrate before Johnny B Roll's jib.
Oh.
In time.
Patient roll! Are you proud of the cut of your jib?
Yes.
My God. If my children were proud of a jib as such, I would piss on them and kill them.
I dare to defy you. My jib is the best. Soon, all of your children will love my jib. They will request my jib at the dinner table, and they will shame you forever speaking ill of my jib.
Patience roll. There shall be cuts, but not cuts of my jib.
I mean, there's people that are proud of their goiters, but...
Gross.
That doesn't make it right.
I support patient roll.
Thank you.
I'm in favor. I'm against both doctors.
Can I have your jib too? What's your jib look like? Come here.
It's gross.
Yeah. Why is my jib being so examined?
Did you say you were in favor of doctors?
Goes unquestioned.
I'm against it.
Oh, you're against
what? I'm against it.
I want to be against it.
You're against what?
Our drums playing?
I want to be right close up against that.
Who gave these doctors the right to decide what jibs should be cut and burned and thrown in an urn and buried
so that we can never remember them?
So that the government can't find them. I'm against it. I support jibs. God gave us jibs. Doctors just fuck our wives and take our information. I'm against it.
But we give life-saving blood transfusions. We give vaccines that prevent the elderly and the immunocompromised from falling ill.
You've never prevented a single elderly person. If anything, you prolong them.
Oh, yeah, you know,
I've had enough.
Doctors used to drink and smoke, you know? I mean, what do they know?
Yeah.
Doctors don't know shit.
I remember when doctors used to play
doctors
jazz.
Doctors know how to party, I'll tell you what.
It wasn't too long ago, you know, like, doctors were doing all sorts of unhealthy shit. And they were fucking shocking our homosexual friends and our, you know, our bored housewives and everything.
And I support all that.
Now.
I support all that. But I want to say, you butt up elderly people. And I just want to say, the oldest person in the world keeps dying.
Explain that.
We keep hearing stories about, the oldest person in the world died. What do you have to do with that? Are you killing the oldest person in the world?
Got him. What do you say to that, science?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to know, literally. Like, that's cool.
I support this man's
jib. They had a good run.
And his right to bear his jib, no matter how terrible looking it is.
I know you were doing that in 2002, but what do you say in 2018? You know this is an immoral act to kill the elderly.
It's a different world. It's a different world.
Somebody's got to do it, man.
True.
When will we stand up? When will we stand up to the doctors?
The elderly aren't going
to
be standing up anything.
And the nurses, the cruel nurses.
Oh, God.
Them such a good target.
The SEIU. I mean, the SEIU profits from this. And then they donate that money to the Democrats.
Jesus.
Yeah. So, you know, think about that. You know, look for the person who will benefit.
Look, the word jib doesn't appear in the Bible once. I'm against it.
I want to keep my jib. I want my son to have a jib. I want my grandson to have a jib. And for him, in this moment, my grandson will ask me, Grandfather, why didn't you do something? Why didn't you speak up? Well, you know what? I'm speaking up. I'm going to keep my jib. And I don't care what anyone else thinks at this point.
To be fair, it doesn't appear in the Bible, but the Talmud is exclusively made up of the word jib.
Jesus.
Oh,
and 90% of hadiths have the word jib in them.
Okay, well, you know, that's tradition, okay? Like, I'm not trying to take away anyone's
tradition.
That's
just Jewish and Islamic culture. Yeah, of course, it's all about jibs. Like, it's Abrahamic. Like, you know, Brahim is the Hebrew word for jib.
I mean, why do you think they get rid of jibs in America?
Yeah, listen, we're not trying to step on anyone's toes here. I'm just saying.
And we're especially not trying to step on anyone's jib.
I'm just saying, I like the cut of my own jib.
But you know
what's wrong with that?
When are we gonna question the perverse jib culture in this country that puts jibs above human lives? You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, I'm giving up my jib. I don't care how many mass jibs happen, or how horrible they are, or how bad they smell.
So what I have to say is,
why are you going to the bathroom?
Jib stem cells.
I'm against.
That's what I want to talk
about.
No,
I'm for it.
Jib stem cells.
Cloning jibs. Cloning out of jibs.
Using jibs for stem cells.
Listen. We're not going to make
from a jib.
You can clone. Yeah, you can clone jib from it, but also you can, you know, cure diseases.
We're not going to let this get hijacked and become someone else's.
I feel like Pat shouldn't have left us the dying bit.
Yeah, I know, he's so a fucking traitor.
No, the ad's gonna come on and we're gonna find a great place to, like, buy lawn furniture.
Hey, you know what? I don't like the cut of Pat's jib. Jesus. All right, I'll say it.
Mutiny!
So, yeah,
maybe
right
let's
now,
not
Pat
think about
the room and we can finally say what we think about him.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
hey,
I think he's too tall and he's crooked when he stands.
His hair's kind of long.
He's a bit of a long-haired hippie.
It's not charming.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the opposite.
Oh, he's very off-putting.
And his jib.
I'm using him.
Jesus Christ, have you seen the guy's jib? It's like offensive.
Yes. I can't look directly at it. It's so bad.
Oh God.
His jib might not be charming, but I'd wear it as a charm.
Jesus. Who's this character?
fucking always rubbing it in our faces. You know? That's Pat Hillsman. Yeah.
Rubbing his jib in your face, actually.
Yeah. And he's just because he's an investigative journalist. It, you know, I mean, that's a lame excuse, to be quite fucking honest, and I'm sick of it.
Look, I would never betray Pat.
Hey,
I would never betray Pat.
What is the shit I dug up? It's literally shit I dug up.
Definitely not.
Great guy,
yeah.
Pat Hillsman. Great guy.
He's wonderful. No one has a straighter or more pleasing jib. The angles, and the curves, and the way it just lays there effortlessly.
Also, the way that it doesn't.
He can leave his jib anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, no, Pat's jib is the best one of them all, I would say.
They're probably in your fucking hand, you animal.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. All right.
Whose jib?
Yeah.
Let's move on.
So what are we going to talk about besides jibs here? You know?
I mean, really, what else?
It's not the only issue facing this country.
Well, we also had This Week in Bad Cops. That was a fun one.
Who was the worst cop? The one who shot that animal in the street?
No, that was the hero.
Fuck groundhogs.
Yeah.
They dig holes. I am anti-hole. I do not like holes.
Yeah, man.
It's actually mostly about the people calling the cops lately.
These BLM fucking assholes are just, you know, they don't appreciate like how many fucking groundhogs the cops take care of us. Take care of for us.
So that's true.
You know, they just want this country like overrun by groundhogs.
Like, you see The Walking Dead? You know what? It doesn't look like The Walking Dead right now with groundhogs instead
of
zombies.
Because
of the police.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's basically that.
I think the police want winter to last forever. So they're killing all the groundhogs. Wake up, New York.
My grandfather killed groundhogs, and I killed groundhogs.
Got him. Turned on your own kind.
Yeah. That's why I'm so glad. Guys, there's this great new bill that's been introduced called the Protect and Serve Act, which would make it like punishable by death to attempt to kill a police officer. And I think it's completely appropriate. Because all these people... Yeah, no, this is a 100% real thing that just got introduced by Orrin Hatch today that would make it, you know, like, punishable by 10 years in prison.
The thing about Orrin Hatch is he was hatched.
Yeah.
From a cobra's egg.
Yeah, exactly. He's a fucking snake. So, you know, but...
from an egg?
hatched from an egg, that's right.
Orrin Hatch lived his formative years in a shallow pool before he could breathe on land.
Yeah.
That's how he got his name.
That's why he's such a good senator. That's why he's such a good senator.
He's like, while my Democratic opponent was pushing welfare and punishing the police, I was learning to breathe on land and adapting.
Yeah, dude, that's what I want. It's like, I want someone with real-world experience, you know? Not just one of these, like, hoity-toity...
I want a senator who wants to breathe underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And didn't need the air.
Yeah, see, like, that's, like, fucking Orrin Hatch doesn't have time for all this fucking liberal nonsense. He doesn't have time, you know, to like
a senator from Delaware
to dance around these fucking issues and you
Orrin,
know not Orrin say Hatch, what's on his mind.
Orrin Hatch wasn't coddled in a warm mammalian womb. He was born in a cold, unforgiving.
He
egg.
Wasn't
Dude,
sucking
that's what I'm
on
talking
that
about.
Government tit.
Where he had to make his own way.
Yeah.
To get hatched.
Exactly. I fucking love him.
He ate like 12 of his brothers and sisters. Just
and he's
to make
so
it
handsome.
Here.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Those are my
imagine. Well, that was a nice little distraction. Anyway, yeah.
So Orrin Hatch is an actual reptile.
Yeah, he is. Who else is an actual reptile?
He hatched from an egg.
Stephen King.
Stephen King is a reptile.
Stephen King Cobra. An
exactly,
actual reptile.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I'm not impressed.
What's another king?
That
king
man,
Crab.
That man crawled across the Sahara Desert with 70 pounds of immigrants on his back. I don't know.
Stephen King?
Jesus,
well, it's great. It's a good thing he never came
like
to America,
child.
That's for sure.
70 pounds of immigrants is like a 9-year-old.
So he came across with a child.
Like a 6-year-old.
Yeah, that's like seven babies.
Say, this is why we have a doctor on the podcast, is so that they can give some crucial information about what human beings weigh.
It's true, I am a doctor. Thank you guys for remembering.
Significantly more than 70 pounds.
But across the desert?
Remind.
Across the desert?
Yeah, maybe at the end of the desert.
Across the border? That's a lot of immigrants. That's like half an immigrant.
He's like, no egg shall cross my border uncuckolded.
All right.
I think you want to coddle your eggs. I think eggs get coddled.
All right, everyone. All right, everybody. You listen up. I got some declarations for you all. As you know, I am the Pope of the Apocalypse.
He's been the Pope for 6 months. He's gotten good at it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. So new things that we're going to introduce that are going to make this world, this podcast, a little more efficient. Okay. First of all, new emojis. Okay.
More pious emojis.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
The flagellation emoji.
Yeah, flagellation emoji. A groveling emoji. A penance emoji.
A cat of nine tails emoji.
Yeah, definitely. All of those things, they need to be in this new simplified, retarded lexicon. So, you know, those are going to be introduced very shortly.
I want an emoji that says, I know you're fucking my wife, and I'm pretending to be cuck with it.
Yeah. Well,
the cuck emoji.
Yeah, point taken, Jad. Thank you very much. We're going to work on that one.
I feel like it would be an interesting hat. Right?
Yeah. Oh,
needle point.
There's also going to be like a immigrant trying to steal across the border and fuck your wife emoji.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Imagine what this country was before Soros, dude. Fuck me.
Okay.
You know, like I used to love it when immigrants would fuck my wife, but then when they mandated it by law, it just wasn't cool anymore.
Okay. I don't like to get political on here. Okay. I don't like to talk politics.
That's the last thing we
want. That's the last
like
thing we want. But the fact that there's been just a dramatic decrease in people fucking my wife is about that.
What the fuck, right?
Look, can you be brave right now? How long?
She's
been,
a horny
how
woman.
How long has it been since
be
your wife got laid
by multiple men, preferably foreigners?
Be brave right
by
now.
By me or by someone else?
Like, come on, let's be real. By someone else. How long has it been?
three hours. By someone else. By me.
What a crime.
Years.
What a crime. You're this poor woman.
It's a crime against humanity.
What is Trump doing to this country that this poor woman has gone 3 hours without being fucked by an absolute immigrant?
Okay, so
it's anti-feminist, and I won't stand for it. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
so
an ally.
Anyone,
I've been against it from the beginning.
Anyone who, next declaration. Anyone who uses the word conservative instead of unbiased will be forced to swallow a marble in public. Okay, you can't say conservative. You can only say unbiased. All right.
I say yay.
Yeah.
Can I add an addendum?
What?
Instead of conservative, can I say uncucked? He who is uncucked.
Uncucked or unbiased. Yeah, definitely. But don't say conservative anymore.
To be fair,
right?
I'm actively trying to be cucked.
There is
so.
No political there is no political content to like Fox News or the Apocalypse.
Well, you better express your frustration as I'm so unbiased right now.
Exactly. Yeah. So, everyone cool with that?
Yeah, I vote yay.
What? Right. Do you have a reservation?
Yeah. No, No reservations.
All right. Third and final declaration for this week. Anyone who says that the G train is too slow also has to swallow a marble in public, because that's not true.
That's true. Right? Yeah, it's just because they're white.
The same speed as any train.
Let's be real. Exactly. The G train is the only good train. The G train is also a merciless.
It's
god.
All white people. Yeah. All
white. The G train is a merciless god, and if you speak ill of it, it will not come for you.
Yes. Thank you very much.
That are full of whites complain.
Thank you very much, person whose name won't be mentioned, because you say what other people won't say. All right, and that's what we need, is just more kind of like unbiased talk.
Honestly, the G train is the only train.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking.
New York.
Yeah. All right, everybody, stay woke. All right. Well, what's up? What's next on the agenda, Pat Hillsman?
Hey, listen. Train? Are you getting sunspots because you've been out in the sun too much?
Yeah.
We here at Apocalypse Cosmetics will destroy the sun for you.
You mean blot it out, right?
Destroy.
No. All those other skin specialists will only blot out the sun. But we're here at Apocalypse Cosmetics will completely destroy that motherfucker.
What, so you mean...
we're not getting anything from it.
I just want to say only a fucking pussy will blot out the sun.
Exactly.
Are you going to put up an umbrella or what? Are you actually going to destroy the sun or just put up an umbrella?
No, we're going to destroy it. We're going to end day. We're going to end night.
No half measures here on the Apocalypse.
No half measures here at Apocalypse Cosmetics.
We're about solutions here. We're about solutions and not band-aids. I'm coming back to the band-aid thing.
Kicking my can down the street.
What are you going to do? You use that jib of yours? What?
You think
that jib's going to do it? You think
it's
that
not
jib
enough.
Can take out the sun?
You got to stay out of the sun, friend.
Come on, Pat. Come on.
We here at Apocalypse Cosmetics will completely destroy the nearest star to Earth. Because we've had enough of it, really. What has the sun ever done for us?
My wife.
Yeah,
please.
God bless it.
Please, Jad,
fuck
get
it.
Into the details.
Because it did
bloody,
not fuck my wife.
Bloody hallelujah.
Well, God, when I every time I see the sun, it reminds me of this time that I just been working really hard at work, and then my boss just got a little injured because he was walking up the stairs and he slipped. It wasn't bad. It's not like he had to be hospitalized or anything, but it was enough for him to go home, and he said, fuck it. If I'm going to go home, y'all can go home. You know, solidarity, because he's a good boss. So I went home, and then I just hear my wife just coming so hard. It's like just a noise like I've never heard in my life before because of my small penis.
And how weird and shape this, it is.
Yeah,
sideways.
And I walk upstairs into the bedroom that I share with my wife, and I see the fucking sun just giving it to her from behind.
Oh, a sunbeam!
Mercilessly. It was nice.
The sun
but it was so
your
bright.
Wife on her period. Solar cucked.
The sun's rays actually are so long, they take 8 minutes at the speed of light.
And I was like, who the fuck are you? And he's like, I'm Ray. What of it?
Got him.
Ray Soros.
Jesus. That's why, you know, listen, some member of the Apocalypse is going to have to run for Congress, okay? You can still run.
We'll have to do something about this. By what we've recorded here.
This menace. This fucking horde that is just at the border. You want the sun coming over the border? You want more of that
shit? The hoarder.
Yeah, the hoarder at the border. That's right.
I just want to say for the listeners out there in the living rooms, I'm pointing at Pat because that was a good point.
He's pointing above his penis because we're all nude.
Guys, look how hot Mexico is, okay? Mexico's a fucking desert. You know why?
Look how hot Mexicans are.
Mexico, and like fucking, you know, like fucking Syria and Iran.
Just say it.
They're too scared. Yeah.
Say it.
This is a good time to point out that... Well, look at the Muslims, okay? Look at how much sun there is. It's so fucking hot there because they got so much sun. You think there's no goddamn correlation?
They're in bed with the sun.
Yeah, exactly.
They're taking rays from the
clearly,
sun.
Yep.
I want people to wonder, to think about what would happen if we didn't have the solar shield at our northern and southern borders.
Who would fuck my wife?
Who would fuck his wife? And if we didn't have this sun shield at the border, we would all be screwed by the sun.
Yeah,
instead of
exactly.
just our wives.
You know what? I went on like NewYorkTimes.com today.
Because women are weak.
And there were zero articles about this.
Sarah, you have a point.
Why would the New York Times write about the sun? They don't care about the mainstream media, they don't care about the common man.
This reminds me of an interesting article by Ronnie Akolik called Why is the Sun So Bad? And yeah, and, you know, I think she really nailed it.
What,
you know,
what clickbait bullshit?
So you know, she was talking with her friends Ben Norton and Max Blumenthal, and she was just talking about how the mainstream media is not talking about this.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. There's like a shadowy PR firm that funds the site.
And who makes every shadow?
Here's what all
the motherfucking
Let me just say.
Connect the fucking dots, New York. Wake up.
Who funds the White Helmets?
Eric Prince.
And the Sun.
And the Sun, yeah.
What color were the White Helmets before the Sun?
Yellow, bitch.
Bleached them. Oh!
They were that rich mahogany.
Shit.
Just like my fucking lawn furniture, man.
It all comes back.
It all comes back.
You know that feeling when you finally get to the root of the problem?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's been the sun this whole time.
This whole fucking time,
the
man.
Sun and USAID.
Just like, and it tried to be like, oh, like the beach, Drew, yeah, you like the beach, right? Oh, fucking advertising, Mad Men on fucking like, yeah.
They fooled me. They fooled me with the beach.
And those liberals in Hollywood, they even made that whole movie about like fucking like sending Cillian Murphy to the sun. So like, the sun was burning out. We're so close to like fucking freedom. And then they just go and ruin it, you know?
What propaganda?
I'm not even bi, and that movie managed to make me so horny. You know, because it's just like he's just sticking his big dick into the sun.
I mean, look, we all see the sun. We all see the sun.
It's Cillian Murphy.
Not alone.
His thick Irish cock just directly right into the sun. Like, what could possibly be more arousing?
His stubby Irish cock.
Yeah, except he was pretending not to be a foreigner. Like, he's pretending to be American in that movie. But we're not fooled.
Right, because all Earthlings are American in the future.
Yeah, exactly.
We see the light. We see who he is. Don't pretend that the sun doesn't cast.
If you guys grew up like me, you grew up learning like the sun was your friend.
The sun is not your friend.
Actually, this is an interesting fact, is that some of Jad's relatives are from what was once referred to as the city of the sun.
Yes.
No, they're not. I want to be serious here. Like,
but like, that's how I grew up.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Like, oh,
you don't have to. You don't have to think that anymore. Like, you're free now.
I know, but every day I have to face the sun. And I remember these memories. They're like, oh, what a sunny day it is.
There's
like,
a little
trigger warnings for the sun.
Don't expose yourself to the sun.
There's a little city in Lebanon called Baalbek that has a temple. What temple is it, Jed?
Oh, it's the temple of our god king, the sun. Oh, did I? Oh, shit. Oh, my training is coming back.
Wait, what?
Brace yourselves, everybody.
Oh, God, everybody, prepare.
Guys, shit,
Jed's training.
You know what happens.
Here with us.
This is the emotional part of the Apococast. I have to confront my past. Oh, I was taught the sun was my friend and a living god king. And to go, oh, it's sunny out. Why don't you go play and bathe
in the prostrate
sun and get covered in it? Oh, it's such a beautiful day. And
that sounds wonderful.
And what made the day beautiful? The sun.
Oh, God.
When you go
getting down to your ideological roots.
Triggered.
Deprogramming.
Fucking.
But it's like all my relatives love the sun. Like, are they wrong?
It's it's a massive worldwide conspiracy is what it is.
Yeah, big sun.
Actually, it's a solar system-wide conspiracy if you want to get technical.
Yeah, I mean, who told you that the system was solar in the like, seriously?
When they say the system,
the system is just always putting us down.
Dude, my friend came back from Uranus and he was like, dude, the sun isn't nearly as bright there and you wouldn't believe what it's actually like. It's so much better.
It's what where happened, the sun don't shine.
What happened to the heliocentric universe? What happened to us controlling our own fate?
That's called a geocentric universe.
Geocentric.
Andrew. Yes, thank you.
I apologize.
Thank you very. Yeah, you see, it's all this programming that you've been given. Yeah, it's yeah. Deep. Yeah, that's why
back
we gotta bring back.
The sun was God, and we were on the gold standard.
How about this? Yeah, let's go back to when the sun revolved around us, and fucking the world was flat. Okay, take that, you fucking spear cucks.
When the world is flat, the world is flat.
Yeah, it didn't invaginate.
Guys, yeah, what the fuck are you talking about,
asshole? Have you seen the edge? I've seen the edges.
Let's have this out. JBR, you think the world is a sphere, you cuck?
Of the world's bad weave?
Shay. No, I just said the world is flat. Well,
okay,
the world was flat.
Yeah, the tense.
Until
somebody decided to start vaccinating everybody.
And
it's all this dope. These hippies are smoking so much dope that everything gets wiggly and all of a sudden they're like, oh, the world is round.
Anyway, what?
Sorry?
Smoking so much dope, the world looks round.
Yeah, yo, you ever get so high that you think the earth is a fucking balloon?
Yeah, like a fucking idiot.
You're like, man, I was so fucked up.
And then when you're sober the next morning, you look out onto the plains and you're like, this bitch is flat.
Yeah.
You know?
Who was I last night? Like, who said those things
about what a fool.
The curves.
Like, all you have to do is think about it. Like, when have you ever seen a round globe?
I've seen shit that's round. It's
like,
the
pictures from the satellite that they... Come on, dude.
The cuck satellite that they shot up on their fucking cuck rocket.
To fuck our wives. In space.
Got him.
Right? Oh, my God.
You guys know what NASA stands for, right?
What?
Government agency that's gonna fuck our wives. In space.
Got him.
Read a book.
Are there any records of anybody fucking in space? Has anyone ever done it?
There was actually a thing where they sent up embryos to see if they would like form properly, and it fucks up the microtubule assembly not to have gravity.
Oh wow! They just came out with dicks that were so big, and that's how a little man named Tom Petty was fucking born.
Is the show
seven fucking
yet?
Eyeballs?
Is they sent an American astronaut into space in the '60s, in the '50s, to fuck the shit out of a Russian astronaut, just a really hot Russian astronaut.
Total babe. Yeah, Ivanka.
Sure, why not?
They don't have a space program.
Her name would probably be something like Svetlana, but whatever. So they just sent an American up.
Ivanka.
And the Russians were like, if we seduce American space, we will steal their superior ejaculate and create Soviet super soldiers to take over world.
I am also an informant. And a lawyer.
And that was the worst part, is that John Glenn and Stephen Hawking were fired into space. We have like a half hour left. John Glenn and Stephen Hawking were fired into space.
For a limited time only.
To pork really hot ballerinas. Mr. Stalin, shouldn't we send a scientist or a pilot to space? He's like, no, send ballerina. She'll be more likely to get pregnant from American astronaut, therefore saving humanity.
In space?
Yep, that's how it happened. And that's why Kennedy's dead. Anyways, moving along. Do we want to do some more music?
Yeah,
sure.
Does somebody want to hand me a guitar so that I can continue to make rock music like fucking Leviathan of rock? Yeah, I'll drink it.
Yeah, exactly. This is a realm of pain.
Just wetter.
This is a realm of pain and fuckery.
I hear nothing you say, John.
Why? Oh, is it because I'm too far from the mic?
It is, yeah.
Maybe I'm a distant voice. I've been a ghost this whole time.
Sarah, you'll notice the guitar that's standing outside, waiting for you to grasp it up like a lonely child, shivering in the night.
I was a lonely child. I probably shivered. I hate cold.
Texas?
In Texas very long.
Well, long enough for tragedy to destroy your life.
Guys, let's do some moaning. Let's do some moaning.
Sorry.
This is a very weird, like, mashup medley of classical piano.
This is the part of the podcast that hurts.
Just the one part?
So terrible. These liberal cucks everywhere.
It moves from my dick.
Metrosexual.
It radiates out and in.
And out and in.
I'm so glad I'm not wearing my phone.
JBR, you think you can match this?
No.
You guys, it's very special treat time.
No, I can't.
How special is this treat?
Well, I guess you'll just have to sing. Sarah, what should we do?
The Living in America song, but I don't actually know it.
Okay, so then we'll do a classic in that case.
Oh, okay.
Apocalypseers, prepare yourself for a classic. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an old Apocalypse song. It's going to bring back memories of when you were young and tight. And you smelled better.
We've played songs before.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought when you said that you were pulling out the guitar that you had a song in mind.
Yeah, Queen of the Underground.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Bathroom's locked. Oh, that's a mistake.
That's very bad.
Ask the guy.
He'll open it, yeah.
Did somebody fart in this studio?
Everyone has farted in the studio.
We all have.
Urban conspiracy music starts.
Johnny B-Roll has never farted at this studio.
Liar.
This studio was built for farts. And on farts.
And to farts it shall return. Bang, bang, I'm a slave to that faded sound. Our hands are free and our bodies will never be found. So kiss me, you're the queen of the underground. So kiss me, you're the queen of the underground.
Sarah Louder.
Bang, bang, I'm a slave to that faithful
There we go.
Sound.
Bang.
I don't know the words that well, though.
You'll get it.
You
Ready?
Want that? Yeah, yeah.
Bang, bang, I'm a slave to that faded sound. Our hands are free and our bodies will never be found. So kiss me, you're the queen of the underground. So kiss me, you're the queen of the underground.
Bang, bang, I'm a slave to that faithful sound.
Our hands are free and our bodies will never be found. So kiss me, oh, the queen of the underground. So kiss me, oh, the queen of the underground. This verse. Tell me winter is spring. Summer in bloom, but evil is king. You know this. And when she comes, she will forget about everything. And when she comes, she will forget about everything. Everybody. Bang, bang, I'm a slave to that faded sound. Our hands are free and our bodies will never be found. So kiss me, oh, the queen of the underground. So kiss me, oh, the queen of the underground. I'm free when you call my name. I'm free.
Thought that was going to be the bitch you said it was summer.
It's the same chords.
It ended up going for all. It's not the same chords.
No,
well, let's
no,
do
no.
that one.
Yeah,
ready?
Yeah, yeah. Hang,
hang on. What are the chords?
Yeah.
What are the chords for that? Show me. Show me.
Do you have a capo?
No.
Then you can just sing that.
All the shapes he's playing, move them up two semitones.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm just looking to see what they are, because then maybe I could derive them.
All right,
just
princess.
Now take the capo off.
No way.
Baseball. JPR, play A minor
pentatonic. Wait. So that's a D. That's a G.
C.
Wait a second.
G.
Wait, hang on. That's an A.
C. F.
No, there's not
yeah,
fucking...
Yeah, he's trying to key change it.
This
is
A.
This is watching JPR, the sausage
play,
get made.
You know, play A minor pentatonic over whatever he plays. It'll sound cool.
It'll be fine. Ready? Okay, 3, 2, 1.
One day you said it was summer. I think D.
You ran away. You bitch, what a bummer. One day you said it was summer. You ran away. You bitch, what a bummer. Hey you!
Hey you!
Queen of the underground. It's true. Now when crisis found, it will be profound. It will be profound. Hey you.
Hey you.
Queen of the underground. When you made that sound, when you made that sound, it's true.
It's true.
Now when crisis found, it will be profound. It will be profound. One day you said it was summer. You ran away, you bitch, what a bummer. One day you said it was summer. You ran away,
It's true.
That when Christ is found, it will be profound. Yeah, it will be profound.
Hey, you.
Hey, you. Hey, you know the underground. When you made that sound. When you made that sound.
It's true. It's true.
That when Christ is found, it will be profound. Yeah, it will be profound. As I walk.
Wow, all right. That was great. Thank you, guys.
Oh, Animal Christ. And who hit him?
Yeah.
It just makes you think of all those people that sacrificed everything to protect Jesus.
Are there more?
Sarah, we have multiple other songs, and I know which one we're going to do right now.
I wanted to do...
JBR.
Okay.
JBR.
All right, if you have...
No, thank you. No, you keep it. Keep it.
All right. No. Can we do There's No Fucking Justice, Lads, and We're All Gonna Die?
Know. We'll do this one.
That's a very good one.
I think I know the chord.
Let Sarah, you cut.
After this one.
This is why Hillary lost. Corny bros.
This empty shell of everything I once adored. Get out, silly techno. I don't need you anymore. No raves, no clubs at all.
I'd rather stay under the covers, down where I strangle all my lovers who call. Farewell, silly techno, I can hear you echo, but that's all. That's all. Tear strings on the world, on the world. There's a science in the way. I pull those strings and you obey. There's a science in the way. I pull those strings and you obey. But that's gone and all your silence will be bliss when you feel his holy kiss. All the darkness will be brighter than the sun when the new wave comes. When the new wave comes. There's a new wave in town. There's a new kin, may you learn to swim where once our beds were safe and warm. Now battle lines are torn. This will never be as real as it was before. Every time you leave, you always leave me wanting more. By the time I left, there was nothing left anymore. Empty shell of everything I was before. Get out, silly techno. I don't need you anymore.
Sweet.
All right, all right. Yeah.
And also, I sent you the lyrics. Everyone here, I sent the lyrics to
what?
There's No Fucking Justice, Lads, and We're All Gonna Die.
Can I make a suggestion before that?
What's that? Wait, no, we just went through your suggestion before that.
Well, we're going to just make this a longer episode because we really are vibing.
All right, I'm not going to interrupt Jam.
No, because you're doing that again.
You know it. You know we're going to do the song. You know this, you sang it.
Oh, I know it. I'm just like, he's not going to be able to translate the chords.
You give me my pretensions, there is no other way to capture your attentions on the downtown J. To capture your attentions on the downtown J. Capture your attentions on the downtown J. Oh, mama, sweet mama, scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit just to live. Oh, mama, sweet mama, scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit just to live. And then the shivers came trembling down.
Trembling down.
And then the voice came booming loud.
Booming loud.
And then the brakes made a terrible sound.
Terrible sound.
And then the walls came tumbling down.
Tumbling down.
And then the walls came tumbling down. Forgive me my pretension, there was no other way. There was no other mention, just singing on the refrain. To capture your attentions on the downtown J. To capture your attentions on the downtown J. Oh, mama, sweet mama, scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit just to live. Oh, mama, sweet mama, scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit just to live. And then those shivers came trembling down.
Trembling down.
And then the voice came booming loud.
Booming loud.
And then the brakes made a terrible sound.
Terrible sound.
And then the walls came tumbling down.
Tumbling down.
And then the walls came tumbling down.
Tumbling down.
And then the walls came tumbling down. And then the walls came
okay, let's do another one. This is good. We're on a roll. Okay.
I don't remember the chords, but I know I can figure them out in like a second. And it's not a capo song.
All right, all right.
Thank you. All right, so it's A major, D major, A major, A major, E major, A major, D major, A major, A major.
Hang on. Say it again.
E major, A major, A major, D major, A major, A major, D major, A major, D major, A major, A major, E major, A major.
There's no fucking justice, lads, and we're all gonna die. So yes, I'll have myself another piece of pie.
Jesus
died for all our sins and we spat in his eye. But I hear he is returning, lads, and we're all gonna die. Yes, we're all gonna die.
A radio free Brooklyn
on the eve of 39. We were batting down as Hitler's boys came marching by.
Those Nazis came on down our streets and dreaming
in their eye. Until we heard the Apocalcast found out what makes them cry. We're all gonna die.
No, no,
we're all gonna die.
Every Friday at 2 p.m. we march them in a line.
And make them piss on Hitler's face while Ronald Reagan dies.
Dress them down in menstrual blood and kick them in the spine.
Kick!
Feather them in butthole pubes from Seth Rogen's behind. We're all gonna die.
Die.
But at least we have the Apocalcast. We're running out of time. There's time left to kick Nazi ass. Christ is coming back.
Back.
And you know it's gonna be a blast. Truth and blood and vengeance and pus. On the Apocalypse. It's 2018 now, and the end of days is coming fast. Faster than a guy from 4chan
when he sees a lady's ass.
Christ is coming back now, and you know it's gonna be a blast. Oh no, he only
has one thing to ask. Are you a fucking traitor? Or would you die for the Apocalypse?
Die.
Who will you die for, you cucks?
That's a really good one.
You sent the lyrics only to me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I've gotten a text.
Well, since this is a special episode, we might as well just keep going.
That was actually a very good song. And make the best song at Lewis Feast. Or Ronald Reagan dies. Brilliant. It's very good.
We might actually have the recording from when we made that song. Because I was like, guys, Mad Lib style. Mad Lib. Oh, yeah, we did. It was while you were away. I mean, it was while you were...
Oh, the Dark Cypress days that have been deleted.
It's while you were here. While you were very much here.
How much? JBR, how much beer is in your beer? Pick up your beer. How heavy is it?
A lot. Give me some of that. Mostly full.
All right. What's up? What else is up today?
Let's just keep rocking the music, eh?
Hey, brother, can I ask, dude, like, can you do, like, can you sustain, like, a 12 bar in whatever key?
Oh, yeah. Wait, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
No, so we should jam, so we could, like, take turns. If you play, like, a 12 bar on a guitar, I could solo on the piano, and then I could play, like, a basic 12 bar on the piano. You can solo on the guitar. One of you gets to play the blues scale. Get this in. I don't know it only.
Oh.
That's a blues on A, you know?
Okay. I can't.
That's
really
good,
do
actually.
It.
You can't also be playing blues on A. You have to play basically the A blues scale over the bass playing.
choruses, yeah. I honestly don't understand on guitar. It's super complicated. On piano, it's very easy.
Yeah, it's just a big line of notes.
Yeah. Well, on guitar, I don't understand the theory on the guitar. I don't know how they separate
it. You just find the pentatonic and the tonic, but there's a lot of different shapes. And I only really know one position, and then like a little bit of a couple others, but...
I have no idea on the guitar.
It's just hard to play scales on the guitar, in general.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was saying, like, when he was playing that... Do you guys not play scales?
JBR, do you know... Can you do it in E?
Yeah.
Change the problem. I liked it better in A, but I'm not good at noodling.
You guys not play scales on guitar?
No. I write songs on guitar.
It's like, I think like a fundamental thing about the guitar is it's easy to learn like enough chords to play songs, but it's hard to like learn bass theory on the guitar.
Yeah, piano is much more laid out.
It's
yeah.
Much more simple. I know the shape of a G, but I don't know why it's a G on the guitar, you know?
If you know what every string is and all of the things, yeah, but...
Yeah. Generally, it's a 1-3-5, and then that's, like, basically the same thing.
No, I mean, it's the same on the piano. You have a root, a third, and a fifth, but I don't know, like, on the guitar how that translates. Like, what note is it when you're holding the second fret on the first string on the top?
This is a B.
A low E.
And this is a G. This is a B.
So on the top string, your thickest string, like yeah. What's each note if you hold down each fret?
So this is E, F. Each fret is a half step.
Oh.
In a line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's complicated.
If you know what
you're
saying,
it's not like you got your
piano is super much easier.
So I always translate it into piano in my head of counting it into the things until it's the notes because the piano has the layout
it's
with the white keys.
Guitar theory is super complicated. It's four dimensional chess. But you guys know, actually, like, when I'm learning theory on the piano, I watch guitar videos where people explain solos. So every string just played open is that note, and then when you hit the fret, if you depress any fret, you're pushing it up a half step.
That's an A, and then B.
E major and B major?
Well, E minor, because it sounds cool, you know.
It's too much brain power, dude. Thank you. progress past that. The guitar is easy to play, but like impossible to master.
What about triangle?